there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
We're in. We've already started.
I have to redo.
We can't redo. Have you ever noticed that when us three, is it we three or us three, by the way? We three kings, it's we three.
I like we three.
Try to redo anything. Like if we pre-potty and we're on fire, and then we like save it for the potty and we repeat.
Started.
There's no
fire. Oh, we try to repeat it.
Oh, I know, but she's just,
that was fire right there, wasn't it?
It is and was and has been for like a minute and a half, the Trim Healthy Podcast. Oh, yeah.
That was your best intro yet, Daddy.
But what were you saying, Denny?
We were saying about how we can't redo stuff because...
But it was a good point. We have to be fast. We have to be bell, bell, bell and listen to Leslie's bell because you got to go and pick up your children, right?
Yeah,
and he was saying that, you know, what you say, but this is not to do with the meat of the conversation.
You got to suffer a little. You got to wait when you're getting picked up, you know. You got to suffer a little bit when you're waiting on dad to pick you up. You can't, you know, my kids are in a world where they, you know, 3:15, their mom's always there. You know, she's on German time. I'm on Mexico time.
Yes.
You know, like 3:15 means around 4-ish is...
We were kids, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what one did as a kid. You could wait. That was just your job.
You just wait.
And you
just find your own way home. Planes, trains, and automobiles. I remember, cracking the whip and finding my way home. You took a few different buses.
Resourcefulness.
Yeah. But times are different now, if I didn't have a couple of coins.
Yeah. Times are different. You know, there's always that balance between like, okay, well, you're not in Africa in the 1800s.
Yeah.
Husband. Is my wife talking. And I'm like, well, fair enough, but like, it's okay if they don't get picked up on the dot.
Long as they're in a safe area and they're not in danger, then it's okay for a child to wait and not be, I think, waited on hand and foot.
Yeah.
I think it's a good life kind of.
Yeah. And I'm okay if there's no phone to wait with.
Yeah.
You know, I think
that's good. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah. That's the good stuff. Like how else are you going to pontificate eternity? You know?
I used to wait. No phone, no watch.
Right. Do you remember?
You
know? Hey,
you look
at the sky. Yes. You do.
You look at the sky.
Yeah.
And you like gone are the days of like emptiness of my, to where you really like the bored, like at first you're bored for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm so bored. And then that turns into like, why is it even blue up there?
Yeah.
Because at night it's black.
Right.
I mean that, you need to have that.
You need to have vacant spaces to fill up.
I always tell my children, they're like, oh, you know, can we watch a movie while we're in the car? Because we have the van that has the two, you know, the screens pulled down. I'm like, no way. When I was a child, I just stared out the window. Yeah.
And you picture that your eyes...
just stare out the window.
Your eyes are lasers and you're cutting down all the tree lines.
Yes.
Like, I remember being that bored.
I remember thinking in the back seat of the car going to visit our Nana and Granddad in my brain, all it was saying was trees, 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 trees.
That's what your brain
having
said.
Having the most blissful time.
That's why you're so genius today, right?
Trees, trees. Hey, but I've got some good stuff to bring. Actually, not to bring, to ponder. Mixed betwixt ourselves, okay? I got a message from a friend, Facebook friend, and she's like, Pearl, I'd really love to know yours and Serene's thoughts on this. And so I started thinking on it because it does require some thought and conversation. And she said, I'm seeing on a lot of my social media streams that a lot of women and men, but mostly in women, are going against fat shaming. No, I think that's a good idea because I think nobody ever should be fat shamed.
I agree.
But it's going against not a current trend because I think that was a former trend to look a certain way. Now I think there
Twiggy.
Is. Yeah. Now there is a trend to embrace whatever way you are looking.
Is that in and of itself fat shaming to be skinny? What do we mean?
Well, to be, I think to be overweight, I think for many, many years, many hundreds of years, except at times where actually that was the fashion to carry more pounds and less, I think people have been shamed for being overweight.
In what way? What do you mean?
Made to feel less.
Like made to not feel beautiful. Yes. Made to not feel, in the perfect shape.
Like people would say it to you in your face?
Well, I haven't been immensely overweight. I've been carried a few pounds before, but from what I've seen and I experienced, and I went to school all my life, I saw it.
You're talking about middle school, high school.
Yes, but I'm even talking about workplace. I'm talking about environment. I'm talking about a grocery store. I'm talking about someone walking through Walmart who is overweight and getting looks of scorn.
Okay.
So I think that there's a big movement turning against that, so it should be.
Right.
But with any movement comes extremes.
And so I think it's a great idea, like Pearl's saying. It's a good movement in a way. No one should be shamed no matter what, even if they are severely overweight to their detriment of their health. No one should look down on anybody. But I think the movement in the essence, in the beginning of it, is to not shame any different body shape.
Yeah.
You know, we should celebrate every single body shape, because that perfect weight for somebody is going to be so different. Like
so
your
different.
Perfect weight, Sam, will be different than my husband's perfect weight, right? It'll be different.
You called him Sam.
You called Danny Sam.
Did I?
Yep.
Really?
You said your perfect weight, Sam,
will be different
to
my husband's weight.
Dan.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Didn't even catch
myself.
It's so true. But here's the question I want to ask then. Because my friend said, she said, I'm seeing, and I'll do a verbatim what she said, I'm seeing a lot of people going against fat phobia. And instead of embracing, and embracing being overweight, instead of aiming to lose weight, she said, what do you and Serene think of this? And so what do we think of this? This is going to require a conversation. I want us all to be honest today. And I think the question is, can you be overweight and be healthy?
Because
we are not just trim. We are trim and healthy. Our whole brand's trim, healthy, right? So what is healthy trim? Or is trim healthy? Is overweight healthy?
Well, I think the reason why we chose the word trim is because we didn't want to use the word skinny. Because skinny is oftentimes, unless you are genetically skinny and that's just how you were born to be, skinny is not healthy.
No.
And so we really went away from that word skinny, because trim means without excess.
Mm-hmm.
And excess is different for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, because you've got your mesomorph, which is just naturally going to be a little bit more muscular. And you've got your endomorph, naturally a little bit more softer.
Some people's
and that's how
bones
they were made.
Are bigger.
No, but even with endomorphs, they carry more muscle too. But they will have thicker layers of fat pads. They
and
just
you've
will.
And you got the ectomorph and they're just chowing down on Maccadees all day. And they're just bones.
Have you heard the phrase big boned?
Yes.
Like, I'm not fat, I'm big boned.
Yeah.
That's a joke. Like, people laugh at that, but it's actually true.
No, it's true.
Well,
some people
it's actually
are big
true
bone.
On the scale.
Yeah.
And maybe on the width, but not on, you can always tell when it's unhealthy excess and when it's bone.
Well, I think that's what we want to talk about today. What is unhealthy weight and what is healthy weight? And I think we're all going to look so different. Like we said in our very first book. I mean, you know, as a woman, you could be, if you're short of stature, you could be a size 2 or 4 and be healthy. Right? You might be that small. But if you're taller, you might be a 12 to 16 even and be healthy.
Pearl, there can be people 5'3" and be healthy at way above 12, size 12.
Yes, because of
just their genetics, their shape, their muscle, but also like just built to be glorious.
Yeah, gloriously round. And I think there's a trend these days. I mean, I see it in the last 5 years where women's curves are being celebrated more than ever. And I'm talking rear end curves, more like in the AASS.
I've always celebrated.
S department. Yeah, so is my husband. But I think as a culture.
In the what department?
In
the ASS department.
Yeah. Okay, and the behind department.
I would say I'm looking after my husband's assets.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. But remember, even if it was like 5, 10 years ago, all the women would say to their husbands, does my butt look big in this? And a husband could say anything, right? But now it's like, hey, does my butt look big enough? You know, it's changed. it's changed now where curviness, more in the lower end of a woman's body is something to be sought for, right? Whereas even 5 or 10 years ago, it was more like women were getting breast implants everywhere, and it's more the upper. I mean, things have changed throughout history.
It's like style trend.
Yes, it's
body.
A style trend. Yeah. And so it will go out and it will come in again. We have to find the balance through all this, because body shapes and styles and trends will come and go. Do you remember the bustle area? The era, you know, people are getting fat pads put in their butts right now, right? Just to make them look bigger.
Really?
But the woman used to wear the big bustle behind that dress.
It was like
to accentuate the butt.
Oh, the little thing around a prom.
It looked like there were camels in the back.
Yeah, they put the big fat, it was supposed to look like a bum fat pad sticking out like 3 feet.
But it was like very, very thick layers of tulle.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of curtains.
Yeah.
So and then we had the padded bras.
What about the shoulder pads? What was that meant to be?
I don't know.
Oh, the poor guys, man.
Here's what I think of today.
But girls used to wear shoulder pads. Everything used to have shoulder pads in the 80s.
I think we're all, I think there is a healthy and there's a trim for all of us. My trim might be different to your trim, which will be different to somebody else's trim. And I do believe that it's so good that people are going against a look that we all have to cater
to. But the funny thing is, because they're going against like the trends that have been dangerous, like the twiggy trends, and almost the trends that make everybody try and make everybody kind of look neutrogender, where the top models were like looked like little boys, right? And so they're going against that, and that's fantastic. But in a way, they've started their new trend, which is going to make everybody maybe feel like they have to achieve all of those curves, and that may not be healthy for some.
Right, and that's the thing. Even you and I, Serene, you know, when we're kind of long, tall drinks of water, maybe not as curvy as some other woman, and because there's kind of a trend to be very, very curvy, especially in the lower part of the body, you know, you can feel less than. It's just like some woman that, you know, 5, 10 years ago, 15 years ago felt over then. Many women now feeling less than and going to the plastic surgeon and getting butt implants.
And now they're removing all their breast implants.
Yes. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
So there's trends. So what stands the test of time, and what is healthy for a human? I think we need to get back to that. So I was just jotting down some notes, right? So what can you be overweight and healthy? I was looking at the facts today.
And so it's so interesting, because I believe you can be heavier than another person and be healthy. But the word overweight, I think if it's a standard setup for everybody,
it's true.
That's dangerous. But if it's over your weight.
Yeah, your perfect weight. So let's look at BMI. Like standard weight of what's healthy is looked at BMI, which is body mass index.
So there's actual numbers here.
Yes, numbers. Okay. But there is some truth to BMI, right?
Well, there's probably some play there.
Yes, but there's play because people, you can get a lot of women and men that are overweight on BMI, right? Body mass index, but they have more muscle and they're just metabolically healthier because it's the distribution of muscle to fat. So they might be overweight in BMI, but it's not overweight with inflammatory fat layers. It's overweight because they have more muscle. They have bigger bones.
Or just denser bones.
Denser bones. And they're just denser people.
So the BMI rule changes if we're talking muscle.
Yeah, it does. It really does. Because you've got a lot of, especially people that work out, they get heavier. As I've worked out, I've gotten heavier, but I'm definitely healthier. And I'm higher on the BMI scale.
And maybe your jeans can zip up easier even though you're heavier.
Yes.
Because it's a
metabolic. Although they fill out differently because I was probably maybe a little bit on the thin side.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, on people in a general.
Yes. Yeah. But if we want to go BMI, right, just basics, what basically everyone in the world goes by is BMI. And underweight is considered anything below 18.5 on the BMI.
How do we find that number?
Well, you can go on to anywhere. Just type in BMI and you calculate your BMI.
But can I do it just
with a
calculator?
Yeah, do it right now.
I want to do it right now.
And put in your weight, Danny, and find out if you're under 18.5.
No, but I can't do it like on my calculator.
But they would always tell me.
No, just look up BMI and find out your BMI.
But Pearl, if I go in, I bet you they'd say underweight, and I'm not underweight at this point.
Not now.
So sometimes.
So here's how we go. And now some people are going to be that 18.5 because no matter what they do, maybe Danny will find out what he is because he's a burner. He's an ectomorph, right? But okay, so anything overweight is considered 25 BMI to 30, and then obesity 30 and over.
Shoes off, right?
Yes, shoes off. Two-thirds of the world, right? Now, two-thirds of America, at least the Western world, are either overweight or obese. Mm-hmm. So that's why there's this pushback. Well, everyone's saying, like, are we really this way? If two-thirds of us are like this,
well,
maybe we need to change things.
It's because of more than two-thirds of the diet
is
deranged.
Right, exactly. Deranged. So, but, and Serene, this is what we've been looking at.
He's not.
What are you, Danny?
I'm normal weight.
What are you normal? What's your BMI?
21.5.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay, yes. So they've changed things.
I'm glad it's not 18 too.
Yeah.
Because 18.5 to 24.9 is considered normal weight.
Yes.
And if I was 18, I was going to be like, oh, I just made it.
You're 21, Dan. Good for you. I knew you were medium, 21. Dan. I knew it.
Hey.
But guess what? I'm glad you're 21 because that's what I'm shooting for now because they've just
like
come
right
out.
Right in the middle.
Yeah. They've come up with a new thing.
And I've done nothing to earn
and
it.
And this is what you and I know you have.
Other than stop drinking Coke.
And you're not on the sugar lifestyle, Dan.
Yes.
I'm not. You know what else? Before I met the tall drinks of water,
yeah,
as you refreshingly referred to yourself in a refreshing manner. I was a fat little porker.
But you were skinny fat.
Yeah, but when I look back at some pictures,
yeah,
it's like I was a little porker. For me, I was a little porker.
Mm, right, for your trim, yeah.
Yeah.
Because now you're focusing on the protein and you're not drinking your Cokes.
Well, you probably changed, right?
And you got more
that,
muscle.
That weight that you're standing on the scale is all in the biceps and in the chest and in some legs and it's not on the little pooch.
I'm telling you, if you're 21, that because you are thin, that means you've developed muscle. Now, I want to talk about something for us women. Listen up.
So happy.
Listen up, Danny. You're going to want to listen to this too.
I'll try.
They used to say anything above 18.5 is healthy. Now they're changing it.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying you need to be, if you're a woman, it's better to be 21.
Oh, yes.
Now, why?
Because
you're good for a male too, but below 20, you have risk for osteoporosis.
Yes.
Because you don't have enough weight on your frame to build minerals in your bones. Now, I am an ectomorph. I am a thin person who eats healthy. It is hard for me to be above 20 on the BMI.
Mm-hmm.
But guess how I'm trying to do it? Because I don't want to eat junk. I'm having a lot of crossovers, but I'm doing it with weight training.
Yeah, and with protein.
And with protein like protein you are. So protein. When I'm going up, I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up to 20 now.
So good. But I bet you I'm up there now too.
Yes. And I'm saying, and you might be thinking, oh my goodness, that's so low, Pearl, but we're different.
Yes.
Look at my tiny little
Your head. Little bird bones.
My bird bones.
like,
yeah.
How many fingers can you fit also
look
in
at this.
There?
Look at this. Look, it's going to get gross.
Right. And then some of you guys
like
looking
I'm
at
sick.
Us are like, yeah, and look at mine. And and you have strong bones. And we're so different, right?
Even your daughter, who is so thin, you would think that she was, if she got any thinner, it would be dangerous, right?
Autumn? Yeah.
Her bones are just so beautiful and strong. And that's why she's such an athlete.
Yes, but she's got more of my husband's bones. Not
it's fantastic.
Not
they're
mine.
They're not big bones, but they're not scrawny bones.
So I think that we can all establish that even though there are outliers there with BMI, I think we can establish that there is too low and too high when it comes to our health.
Oh, and I want to talk about too low and you're going to talk about too high.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about too high first. And let's just get to the reality. Because we can live in a fantasy world where we say, my weight is okay anywhere it wants to put itself.
And it can also make people think it's okay to keep unhealthy habits going that are killing you.
Yeah. Because a lot of times I understand someone was saying, I'm so glad I'm free from that pressure to be a certain weight. Okay. I agree about being a certain weight. But
or a certain body
and
shape
just like,
you weren't
I'm
designed
no longer
to be.
Depressed.
I agree.
I feel more confident. I don't feel oppressed by the constraints of the society. Okay, I see the point. But don't live in a fantasy world where you think that you can be optimally healthy at any weight because I'm sorry, the facts are that you cannot.
Yeah, that's fair to say. And that's only loving. There's no shame in that.
I'm the last person to fat shame because someone could skinny shame me.
Yeah.
But I'm seeking healthy.
You know what? On that note, I was skinny shamed my entire life.
Yeah.
I didn't ball about. I mean, when I was younger, it was like, man, this sucks. Like, I'm a little scrawny wimp. And I felt it too, even like physical strength. Like, I'd wrestle other guys and just, it's like we had fun, but if they tried, like I couldn't do it. You know, the bar at the gym?
Yeah.
When I was in high school.
The Olympic bar.
I could not bench the bar.
Pearl and I used to be teased because we went to high school. You know, people that are shorter, they develop sooner. Mm. It's just, you know, when you reach a certain height that you finish.
You start going out.
Your hormones start kicking into play. So oftentimes not all the time, but you'll reach kind of sort of where you're going to be in height before you even start cycling as a woman.
You know what?
So we were called the pirate's favorite treasure, a sunken chest. Mm. I mean, so you can get shamed either way, right?
You can get shamed either way.
Look, and middle schoolers and high, like, I mean, there's time to grow up too, right? But like middle schoolers and high schoolers, that age, maybe college even, who knows, even at the workplace afterwards, you're like, if shame comes your way though, you've got to like respond to that appropriately too. Like I started doing my push-ups and taking my powders choosing to not do that. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm all for it. Like, man, yeah, absolutely. Nobody needs to put somebody down. But at the same time, celebrate if the world puts you down. Maybe, I mean, I probably needed to hear a little. That motivated me.
Well, I can see what you're saying. That, but Danny, you know? You're a person that has gone back through your life and you've taken the hard moments and made them work for you. Yeah. Now, I have to applaud that because I think that's what all of us have to do. Some people aren't there yet.
Yeah.
But here's what I want to say. So let's go to the realities and the facts and let's not live in fantasy land. And I hope that's not coming across as cruel and brutal.
No, it's not. It is not because we've spent 19 minutes and 45 seconds saying, you know, everybody, there are so many different shapes to rule the world.
Okay. So let's talk about what severe obesity does at first. And that's, you know, basically anything over 30, probably severe obesity is well over that, does to a person's lifespan. It is the same as having a long, a full life of smoking cigarettes per day, of chronically smoking, being severely obese.
30, which is 30% BMI.
Which, or more than that. Severely obese would be more than that, above 30.
Okay.
And what it does is, on average, it takes a full decade off your longevity. Mm-hmm. So if you were going to die at 75, you'll die at 65. You know, on average. I mean, that's just what the statistics say.
Hey, that's real talk.
That's 10
years. 10 years
of not having a grandparent or a grandchild.
Well, we can just say, you know, if we're going to start celebrating, hey, if two-thirds of the world, sorry, I'm not trying to interrupt, Bill, but if two-thirds of the population are like this, isn't this how we're meant to be? Let's celebrate. Let's just be happy where we are. Well, let's look at the stats of how they're dying.
Well, and let's look at how that actually affects real lives. I mean, that is graduations missed. Mm-hmm. That is not seeing that second baby.
Right. That's not being able to enjoy the season of retirement together as a couple because one's gone.
What if it's not just severe obesity? What if it is just, you know, not finding a very healthy weight for ourselves? So they looked at statistics on health span, and people who were able to maintain a stable, healthy weight throughout their lives lived longer on average 9 years for men and 7 years for women. Those are powerful statistics.
I wish I had my cat back today.
Yeah. And so here we do. Now, why does this happen? Because when we are, I'm not saying you cannot be healthy when you're carrying a few pounds. But it starts to add up on different things. Even if you don't get type 2 diabetes, right? Even if you don't have risk of heart disease and stroke, and they all go up once you are in those overweight BMIs, you get things like weight on your knees and
joints
and things like that because your frame
How many
is,
people
is
do
very
you
heavy.
Know that are like 65 and older? I mean, I can just count them who they've all had their knees replaced.
Mm-hmm.
We call my grandmother Robo Nana.
Yeah, because
she has more robotic parts than. But I mean, she's maintained a healthy weight. She's just she played tennis. I mean, into her.
Oh, so it was
70s.
Very aggressive sports. Yeah,
yeah, like daily.
So yeah, so it's not just overweight, but that is a big contributor. That's one of the biggest contributors for knee replacement. Yeah. So all causes of death, mortality go up when you reach an overweight BMI. Yes.
It just made me think about that when you said, you know, it's not just about the diseases. Let's just think about the joints themselves. When I look around in certain shopping plazas, mm-hmm. I don't want to say the ones starting with W, you know, I look around and there's people that, you know, according to social media, should be celebrating that weight. Mm-hmm. They can hardly walk. Mm-hmm. Now, is that a point to celebrate. Like they, you can tell their knees are hurting. You can tell the way that you look at their shoes and where the soles are wearing out, mm-hmm. just the weight distribution, just so that they can actually take a, they kind of like
pronate.
Pronate out, and all of the shoes are kind of worn down on one side because just of the weight wearing down just with each step.
And this is why, and Serene, this is why we're here, right? Because we want to bring help to people that feel like they can't find a way to do it, to find this stable, healthy weight. It feels impossible to them. So that's why we're going to keep being
and
here.
And it feels like why start? Yeah. I mean, the thing is when I start to like, I can tell when I'm starting to like bloat and get that, because for me, it goes all chin and belly. Mm. Even like 2 weeks into going, I'm seeing it, and I remember the Coke and I remember the pie and I know why this is here. We're talking like body mass index still in check probably, but I feel hopeless. I feel like there's no, like I'm not even going to start. And that's with like weighing like 150. So like, I think when people do begin to get the BMI really high, it's beyond hopeless.
Well, it feels that way because here's the things that happen. I mean, I've got the facts down here.
I don't think we're just beating up because we're going to beat up the other way.
We're going to beat up the other way too. So all causes of death go up. High blood pressure goes up as soon as the BMI usually hits the overweight point. High LDL cholesterol and low HDL cholesterol. High levels of triglycerides. Type 2 diabetes is rampant. It's an epidemic. Coronary heart disease, stroke, gallbladder disease, osteoarthritis, as I said, sleep apnea and breathing problems. A huge, huge thing.
My husband. And we used to, and he wasn't severely overweight. He was just carrying an extra 25. And he was, I would wake up to this. Like literally, I was scared I was going to lose him. It was just he would stop breathing in the night.
Is that why he doesn't do that anymore?
Like
internal weight happens too. Like
visceral. Here's the other thing, and many types of cancer. And do you know they did this poll recently? I think it was at Oxford University, and they asked people, "What do you think happens? You know, when you're overweight?" And many people said, "Well, stroke, heart attack, things like that." Only 5% of people realize that being overweight raises the risk of cancers significantly.
Do we have a percentage?
No, because each cancer is different.
Yeah. Okay.
So the other thing that is greatly impacted. And the other way too, when we get to the underweight, this is severely impacted too. But fertility, you know, the very thing that we are here, the basic function, not all of us get to do it, but it's such a privilege to bring life into this world, is significantly impacted by being overweight.
You could add to that erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, huge. Oh, that's huge. Big deal. Type 2 diabetes in men and erectile dysfunction, yes. There are studies to supporting the connection between even miscarriage and high blood sugar, which correlated with high weight.
You haven't even mentioned the mental aspects.
It was my next one. Mental illness such as clinical depression, anxiety, and other mental disorders all go on the rise once the BMI is actually overweight. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
When I was overweight,
I don't know
on the BMI if I was overweight, but I was overweight for me for sure. It wasn't just that I was like eating tons of healthy food. For me, I was eating a lot of sugar and bad food, and I was spiking and crashing and not treating my family right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And that's right. And then
people think it's just wine. Huh? People think it's just wine or whiskey that make dads blow up at their children.
No, it's not.
No,
right.
It's hypoglycemia. Yeah.
Yes.
From Coca-Cola.
Yeah, exactly. And my husband used to get that same way after cookies, after every... we did Trim Healthy Mama, before I got him on plan.
Yeah.
He'd eat, after each meal, he'd eat four the Toll House chocolate chip cookies. And
it's not even a lot.
But this is after a dinner, okay? And there was significant size. And he would be so happy and play with the kids for about 20 minutes and be so kind. And the grumpiest of the grumps.
Yeah.
About 1 hour later.
I was going to say after about an
hour. The troll comes out.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. And once he stopped, he's just even Charlie.
And I'll tell you this, as someone who just blew it for so many years like this, you actually think that your family's giving you problems. You actually think that your son's bucking up to you. You're hallucinating on sugar,
right?
Or the lack of sugar, the
and
crash.
Yeah, and I can tell what things go into your system, how they affect. Because I'm not a sugar person, but I can't handle caffeine. Yeah. I just can't.
Yeah.
Whenever I have coffee,
freaking out right now, unless, on like half a cup. Of
unless
tea.
I'm at a holiday and the adrenaline and the fun of the holiday are eating up that caffeine, or unless I go work out. To that caffeine.
You gotta be swimming in the ocean.
If I'm just in the kitchen with my children on that caffeine, I am nasty.
Are you nasty?
I don't mean to be. I keep on having to say sorry every 3 seconds because I'm just agitated. I'm like, I'm huffing and I'm puffing.
Everything's
and I'm,
amped,
everything
right?
is amped. Every noise. I think I just keep telling them, you gotta stop being so loud. Just stop being so quiet. And I feel like everybody's asking me a question at once and nobody is.
But you know what? I've got one last one and I want to do a personal experience. Then we're going to go the other extreme and Serene's going to bring the underweight because I feel like it needs to be addressed, right?
I haven't like done a big special teleprompter, but I'm just going to bring
that's
it from
okay.
my heart.
Body like pain one. And difficulty with functioning on basic level. I want to bring my own experience. Before I started Trim Healthy Mama and I'd been on many, many health journeys, I'd been vegan for 11 years and then I went low carb and then I just like, enough of this. I'm putting everything back together. So basically I was just eating crossovers and crossovers. And for me at that point in my life, there were very packed crossovers.
You
like
were celebrating?
I was celebrating food and I felt better.
You could have decided, I'm just celebrating my special
I
weight.
I could have, but I felt, at first, I felt good after denying myself a certain, nutrient the whole time, a certain food group. I've always taken one out, whether it was meat, whether it was carbs. Finally, I'd have like pour cream over bananas and I'd have rice and I'd put so much butter in there and I just celebrated food and I felt better. I felt good. For the first time, I felt good. And then I didn't. I woke up and I got to about 15 pounds beyond probably my trim. My trim, what I should be as an ectomorph, you know, I'm just then, no one really could see it. No one would have ever said, Pearl, you're overweight. They wouldn't have said that. But I woke up in the morning and every day I put my feet down out of my bed and would walk to the bathroom, my feet would burn. It was this, I don't know what it was, but there was this pain in my feet. It was so weird. And then I couldn't get my ring on and off. My fingers and hands would swell. I started to feel kind of, at first I felt so full of energy because I was replenishing my body, you know, after denying it things for so long. But then as excess fat layers started accumulating, other things started happening and it went the wrong direction again. So I'm like, oh my goodness, just when I'm feeling good, enough of this, you know, enough of this. What? How can I just find a stable, healthy weight for me? And then, you know, Trim Healthy Mama was born and Serene was going through a similar journey and we learned to kind of try and find this balance and we did. And we haven't been perfect. You know, Serene, I have probably even as a Trim Healthy Mama been underweight probably. I needed to bring some weight training. I needed to probably up my fuels. And for a while we got stuck in having too many S meals versus carbs. Mm-hmm. We haven't been perfect examples as leaders.
No.
But hopefully we've always been honest and hopefully we are still trying to be honest and show the path forward.
Yeah.
When all the world goes crazy and gets stuck into fads and says this is the right way to be, maybe we want to find the truth still.
Right, right. So it's not about where the river flows, whether it's Twiggy, whether it's embracing the big bums.
Yeah.
you know, it's embrace it if that's your, what the way God made your genetics, right? Mm-hmm. And that's not excess for you.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're here to say today is don't go making yourself be a size 2 when you were born to rock a size 10 or 12, right? And don't go trying to make yourself and celebrate and say, this is where I should be at a size 12 if you were really meant to be a size 6.
It's so good, Serene. We should take a break now, a little potty break, and we'll come back in a minute.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Pearl, we're going to talk here about our Perfect pH shampoo and conditioner because there's nothing like them on the market.
I know, and that kind of sounds like we're really being salesy, like, but there's a reason we brought these. It wasn't just so we could have a shampoo and conditioner too. No, and the name says it all, Perfect pH Shampoo and Conditioner. Serene, we had a huge need in our lives. Now, let me talk about you, right?
I'm scared.
You were such a purist about your hair. How many years did you only use an egg yolk to shampoo your hair?
About 7. And then you smell a little eggy, right? So then you have to like rinse with apple cider vinegar, but then you smell a little vinegary.
Yeah.
And so you're always smelling like a salad.
But why? I want to get to the bottom of that. Now, most of us, like I would go try to find kind of healthy shampoos and conditioners, because even though I'm not as a puristy as you, I knew from my reading and knowledge, the chems, the artificial chemicals in those, not only do they go into your scalp, Serene, they slide down your body, right?
Oh, I know. And they make
your shampooing.
Yeah,
conditioning. And they enter your cells.
Oh,
our skin is our biggest absorbing organ.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And so for that reason, and for the fact that I really wanted to stop using egg yolk to wash my hair, we designed with our scientists an incredible shampoo and conditioner. You say, hey, I've heard about pH-friendly shampoo and conditioners before. Yes, of course. We've all heard about them, but they're not pH controlled. So at the time of making, they may have a certain pH, but they are not controlled. That pH is going to change. By the time you open that up and start using it in your hair and lasting a week or two in the shower, that thing is not the right pH for your hair. And so we have designed the shampoo and conditioner so that it always has the perfect
remains.
pH.
And that's why, Serene, like we are getting so many testimonies in right now because of that pH.
Yeah.
Not only that, but you know, the beautiful plant botanicals in there and the absolutely toxin freeness of it. But so many women are saying, hey, I am no longer having flaking. I am no longer having dermatitis of my hair. I finally have volume. All of these things.
You know why? Because it's not just treating the hair. It's treating the scalp.
Yes.
It's like medicine for the scalp and shampoo for the hair. It's beautiful. And let's talk a little bit about the conditioner. You know, a lot of people, they feel like, oh yeah, I use conditioner. My conditioner makes my hair feel smooth, but it's a fake smoothness. Mm-hmm. And the inside of the hair shaft is actually screaming for moisture even more. It's a lot of the cones.
Yeah.
You know,
and it
from
gets
the silicones.
Coated.
Yes.
Yes, but it's not actually conditioned.
No.
And so, you know, when we decided to do the shampoo and conditioner thing, because it's been a lot of work, especially getting them bottled. Oh, my goodness. But it's so worth it because there is actually nothing like
right.
This is world groundbreaking here. Let me tell you about the nose. What do we not have in
it? No parabens, that's for sure.
No phthalates, no dyes, no sulfates, no artificials, no con. There's no con in this conditioner, right?
Yeah.
No sham in this shampoo.
That's right.
That's what we're all about.
Yeah. And the other thing I love about this shampoo and this conditioner is, you know, if you're the type that wants to wash daily,
yeah,
you can wash daily. You know you're not actually doing something very harsh to your hair.
Tip though, when you wash, when I do it, I just use a small amount at first. I've got kind of long hair. I do two shampoos.
Oh, I always do two shampoos because this is natural, natural, mm-hmm. natural. I find if you have oily hair or if it's been quite a few days since you've washed your hair, you do the two-step process. Mm. You do the first, like Pearl said, we use a little bit and you lather up with a lot of water. And then you'll find that the second wash with just a little, you're using the same amount of shampoo, you're just breaking it up into two washes. The second shampoo will get really way more lathery.
But if you've only used like, you know, toxified, I'll call them toxified, it's kind of like artificial chemicals in shampoos and conditioners, which the majority on the market are, sadly, they lather more. I do feel like for a natural kind of shampoo and conditioner, ours does well. But it's obviously not the same as one with chemicals.
Oh, yeah.
So you kind of go in there knowing that and not expect this huge bubbly lather that sits 3 feet off your head.
Right. But in that second wash, you get a pretty good lather. Hey, Pearl, I know you talked about all the nose, but we have to talk about this. We don't have preservatives, but what do we have? Our natural preservatives, which are a proprietary blend of botanical extracts, they're from comfrey, they're from beets, they're from chamomile. I mean, we have not skipped any step to make this as natural as possible.
But I think we need to end with the fragrance. And if you want the hint of pink grapefruit lingering or in your shower as you do it, I mean, I just love it, Serene. I'm addicted to pink grapefruit now on my hair.
Spa-like
experience. I can't go back.
Very refreshing for sure, mates.
Find this product and other Trim Healthy products at store.trimhealthymama.com.
So I think we've established the fact that you can be overweight for you, even if that weight can be, you know, celebrated as healthy for somebody else, right? Mm-hmm. It's so individual. And I think we feel it. I think deep down we can really feel it, don't you think? Or maybe, Pearl, do you think that's true? Or maybe if somebody hasn't ever been in their zinging, healthy, trim, perfect for them state, that they don't know what they're missing.
Like, yeah, I think that could be true too. Some people have not since perhaps teenagehood have not experienced their true healthy weight.
Right. Interesting. But you know, I don't want, like we said, we don't want to act like we're beating up on the overweight, because underweight is equally as dangerous.
Why is there like a wolf breathing?
It's the refrigerator. I'm a professional at realizing it's the refrigerator, because we have different, we have peeing refrigerators. We have interesting refrigerators, like creatures in our house. They pee.
Oh, because you got 12 kids, you got that like commercial fridge.
Well, it's just, I don't know, but there's a spot that we like to have a refrigerator. And no matter how many times we get rid of the peeing fridge to buy a new one that won't pee, they always pee in that spot.
Oh, you like it leaks?
Yes. Uh-oh. But it's like a pee because it just.
Hey, Leslie, you got a bell? Yeah, bring that thing. Ring that bell. And I don't think anyone listening is hearing the refrigerator.
Like Pearl said, we have probably been underweight in quite a few of the years that we have been heading up Trim Healthy Mama. Not because I think we were celebrating underweight, but because it was easy for us to stay there. With our body types. But like Dan said, sometimes you just have to get in there. We had to start lifting some weights and strengthen our little tiny bones,
mm-hmm.
you know, and put some healthy metabolic tissue on us, muscle, so that we can age well.
Mm.
And so it's not just the overweight that need to try, the underweight too. And so I want to speak to that. But I also want to speak to those who think that underweight, because of years and years and years. Now, it's not so trendy, but it's, you know how people can get stuck in the hairstyle, like our mum has the hairstyle she's always had since we were born. And it's like she's stuck in that. That's the cool hairstyle, right? Well, people can get stuck that being skinny is the way to go, no matter what culture says. They're just still beating themselves up and wanting to be size two.
Yes.
Well, I get the why behind how people get overweight. I mean, it's just gravity, physics, like it's...
And the food available.
The food available too. Like, I mean, the rush lifestyle, you literally got to make changes in every corner of your life, from when you drop kids off to what you do at night before work the next day. I mean, it's super hard to not be overweight. But what was the why for you? Like, why were you underweight?
Well, I mean, I beg to differ in a friendly way that it's super hard to not be overweight, because I feel like there can be a celebratory, really happy, really easy approach. It's just a mindset.
Well, tweak. I mean, yeah, you're right. I agree with that. I think
why it's all about shove the shame, you know, do this food freedom, do it the sane way. That's
all. Do you know, I have a really good idea, because I want to dig deep into this, because it's a good conversation. Why is it, we took a whole party on why it's can you be healthy and overweight? Let's look at this again. Let's look at the reality. The reality says if you're overweight, you're not as healthy as you can
be. So the answer is no.
So the answer, that was hard to say. Okay. There's a lot of people going to hear me and say, ouch, Pearl, that's brutal. But the answer is no.
Because we're going to go the other side and say something too.
Unless your body metabolic composition is lean muscle mass.
Yeah.
If it's excess inflammatory layers, the answer is no. But there are exceptions. For bones
and it doesn't
and for
mean
muscle.
If you've got a nice big bum that's excess inflammatory layers, because sometimes there's places genetically, women in certain family generational lines or cultural lines, that they put it there and they can be very thin in the tummy where
that's their trim. But I think we should take a whole new party, because we're basically 40 minutes in and dig deep into the other. It doesn't serve us right to just spend 5 minutes on why underweight.
And we have to stop the refrigerator from meowing. That's why we have to stop.
Hey, see you guys back in next week, right?
Peace, homies.
Love it. Bye-bye. Trim healthy mama my way. And then I'll be trim healthy mama to stay.